VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. This is your host, Ken Miao, and you're listening to VoiceTube's weekly CNN10 Pronunciation Challenge Show, bringing you what's new. And now it's time for our news briefing. On November 27th, an Iranian nuclear scientist was assassinated. His name was Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. He was said to have been involved for decades in Iran's controversial nuclear program. However, CNN cannot confirm exactly how he was killed. Different Iranian news agencies have had different opinions of what has happened, but Iranian officials say the attack was complex and involved weapons that were controlled remotely. CNN cannot independently confirm this information, and while other countries say they don't know who carried out the attack, Iran is blaming Israel for the murder. These two countries are enemies in the region. A news agency run by the Iranian government says the weapons that were used were made in Israel and had Israeli markings on them. But the agency didn't show any pictures to support its accusation. And again, CNN can't confirm that report. The leaders of several countries have spoken out against the attack, and they've called for calm in the region. But Iranian leaders say the assassination was an act of state terror, and they promise they will take revenge for it in the days ahead. Part of the reason why the international officials are concerned about that? The United States is a close ally of Israel and a rival of Iran. So the question is, if Iran strikes Israel, will the US get involved? Christmas is just around the corner. However, under the pandemic, it's not quite the same this year. Across Europe, gatherings for traditional church services will be smaller due to the pandemic. In Germany, most of the traditional Christmas markets where tourists go to drink Glühwein, which is a type of hot sweet wine, and eat Bratwurst sausage, will be closed. In Italy, the former European epicenter of the virus, the Prime Minister is urging people to avoid another tradition, holidays on the slopes. Meanwhile, Switzerland is allowing skiing with precautions. The President of France, Emmanuel Macron, has said that people will be allowed to travel across the country to be with their families for Christmas from December 15th if the daily number of cases drops to a level of about 5,000. The World Health Organization, WHO, said last week that Europe still accounted for half of all the new COVID-19 cases and new deaths globally. We must learn from this summer and not repeat the same mistakes. Relaxing too soon and too much is a risk for a third wave after Christmas. Either way, this will be a Christmas like no other. Those of you who are planning to take a plane flight in the year ahead will be required to carry a new passport. As more and more airlines have adopted airport COVID-19 testing, passengers now have to take a quick test at the airport before getting on board. If someone tests positive, they'll be taken to a private location where the CDC will be contacted and the airline company will notify appropriate health organizations to help support that customer. In other words, you won't be able to fly that day if you're tested positive. An airline company in Australia, Qantas, even announced that in order to get on board, international passengers will have to get vaccinated once the vaccine is available. And now, here's our sentence of the day. Across Europe, gatherings for traditional church services will be smaller due to the pandemic. Once again, across Europe, gatherings for traditional church services will be smaller due to the pandemic. Alright, let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, gathering. Gathering, which means a party or a meeting where many people come together as a group. For example, during the pandemic, avoid attending social gatherings as much as possible. Number two, church. Church, which means a building for Christian religious activities. For example, he stopped going to church after growing up. Number three, service. Service. Now, this is not the ordinary service that you know. This service means a formal religious ceremony. For example, you can say, a memorial service was held on Sunday for victims of the explosion. Hey, dear listeners, that's all the time we have for today. Many VoiceTubers are sending me messages asking English-related questions. I love answering them. And please send me more message if you have any questions. You can also leave a comment down below. Thanks for joining us today, and I'll see you guys again next week. Bye!